Hi, I'm Griffin. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. I'm a software developer who never expected my life to take such a dramatic turn. My wife Sarah and I have been married for 10 years, and we have an amazing 8-year-old daughter, Emma. Life was pretty good until everything fell apart. Daddy, can we get ice cream after soccer practice? Emma's bouncing in the back seat of my car, still in her uniform. Sure, princess, you played great today. I catch her bright smile in the rearview mirror. Sarah's usually the one picking her up, but she's busy with Kyle today. That's her ex's kid. Yeah, complicated, I know. Kyle's coming for dinner tonight. He wants to show Emma his new video game. Sarah texted me earlier. Tom, Sarah's ex, drops by with Kyle more often these days. At first, I was hesitant about the whole situation, but seeing how well the kids get along made it easier. Plus, Sarah seemed to handle it all perfectly, always making sure Emma knew she was our priority. Griffin, you won't believe what happened at work today. My sister Maya bursts into our kitchen later that evening. She's got this habit of showing up unannounced, but I don't mind. She's the only family I've got left. Let me guess, another office drama? Worse. They're laying people off next month. But that's not why I'm here. Are you guys still planning that weekend trip to the lake? Yeah, we leave tomorrow morning. Sarah's even invited Kyle to come along. Both kids in the back seat for 3 hours? Brave man. Mom, can Kyle sit next to me? We can play on his Switch. Emma tugs at Sarah's sleeve. Of course, sweetie. You two always have so much fun together. Sarah wraps her arm around Emma, and I catch myself smiling. My wife's always gone above and beyond to make sure both kids feel loved equally. Later that night, while packing for our trip, Sarah's humming in the closet. Tom's dropping Kyle off at 7 tomorrow. He's really grateful we included him. It's no problem. The kids are great together, and it makes Emma happy. You're amazing for being so understanding about all this. Sarah kisses my cheek. Most men wouldn't be this cool about their wife staying close with her ex. Trust is everything in a marriage, right? The next morning, we're loading up the car. Maya stops by to help and whispers, "Text me when you get there, okay? These mountain roads can be tricky." "Stop worrying so much, sis. We'll be fine." Emma and Kyle are already settled in the back seat, sharing earbuds and giggling over some game. Sarah's double-checking our packing list, and I'm just standing there, taking it all in. Everything seems perfect. Maybe too perfect. If I'd known what was about to happen, I would have never started the car that morning. The mountain road twists sharply. A truck appears out of nowhere, swerving into our lane. I jerk the wheel hard right. Everything spins. Metal screams. Glass shatters. The world turns upside down. My head's pounding. Smoke fills my lungs. The steering column's crushed against my legs. Through blurry vision, I see Sarah crawling out her door, which hangs crooked on its hinges. "The kids! Get the kids!" My voice comes out as a rasp. From the back seat, I hear whimpers. "Daddy, it hurts!" Emma's voice is weak, terrified. "I'm scared. I want my dad." Kyle's crying too. "Sarah, help them!" I struggle against my seatbelt, but I'm pinned. The dashboard's collapsed around my legs. I twist around, seeing both kids trapped in the mangled back seat. Emma's side took the worst hit. "I'm coming!" Sarah's voice sounds distant, panicked. Through the shattered rear window, I watch my wife circle the car. She stops, looking between the two rear doors. The driver's side, where Emma's trapped, is more severely crushed, but Sarah moves to the passenger side instead. "Kyle, honey, I'm getting you out first. Don't move." "No, Emma's hurt worse. Get Emma first." I'm screaming now, my throat raw. Sarah doesn't even glance at me. She's working Kyle's door open, metal groaning. "Mommy?" Emma's voice is getting weaker. "Mommy, I'm bleeding. Sarah, what are you doing? Emma needs help now." She's already pulling Kyle out, cradling him like he's made of glass. I watch in horror as she carries him away from the wreck, leaving our daughter behind. "Coming back, Emma. Just hold on, baby." But she doesn't come back. She stays with Kyle, holding him, checking him over. Sirens wail in the distance. Emma's crying has turned to shallow breathing. I'm still fighting to free myself, but everything's going dark around the edges. "Stay awake, princess. Help's coming. Daddy's right here." The rescue team arrives what feels like hours later. They find Sarah still sitting with Kyle by the roadside. It takes them 20 minutes to cut Emma out. She's unconscious by then, pale as a ghost. The hospital waiting room is a blur of fluorescent lights and antiseptic smell. Maya's here now, pacing, making calls. Sarah sits in a corner with Tom, who rushed over to check on Kyle. Kyle's fine, just some bruises and minor cuts. They discharged him an hour ago. Family of Emma Matthews? Maya grabs my wheelchair handles, rolling me forward. The doctor's face is grave. She's stable, but critical. Multiple fractures, internal bleeding, possible brain trauma from oxygen deprivation. Those minutes trapped in the car, they made a difference. I look over at Sarah. She's still focused on Kyle, smoothing his hair, checking his band-aids. She hasn't asked about Emma once since we arrived. Her chances? My voice breaks. The next 24 hours are crucial. We're doing everything we can. Maya's hand squeezes my shoulder. I catch her expression. She sees it too. The truth about Sarah we've both been blind to for so long. Maya brings Emma's iPad to the hospital. I found something you need to see. She opens the photo gallery, showing me dozens of pictures from Emma's school events, empty chairs where Sarah should have been sitting. These are all the times she said she was stuck at work. My hands shake as I scroll through. Wait, what's that date? I point to a dance recital from 2 months ago. I checked her social media. She was at Kyle's baseball game that day. Emma stirs in her hospital bed, tubes and monitors surrounding her small body. 3 weeks since the accident, and she still hasn't smiled once. Where's Mommy? Her voice is barely a whisper. She's busy today, Princess. The same excuse I've been making. Sarah's visited twice, both times with Kyle in tow, staying less than 10 minutes. Maya pulls out her phone. Griffin, there's more. Look at these texts I found on her cloud backup. Messages between Sarah and Tom going back months. Late-night meetings, plans for Kyle's future, not a single mention of Emma. I should have seen it sooner. A nurse comes in to check Emma's vitals, giving me a sympathetic look. The entire hospital staff has noticed Sarah's absence. Baby, does your head still hurt? Emma nods weakly. The doctor's giving you special medicine to help, okay? Emma, sweetie, Maya sits beside her bed. Can you tell me about your last birthday? Mommy said we'd have a party, but Kyle had a tournament. Tears roll down her cheeks. We got cake from the store 3 days later. The door opens. Sarah walks in, for once without Kyle. We need to talk. My voice is steel. Not now. I have to pick up Kyle from... Sit down. Maya blocks the doorway. I've seen everything, Sarah. The missed events, the canceled plans, the secret meetings with Tom. You went through my private messages? Her face twists with anger. A mother who abandons her injured child for her ex's kid doesn't get to talk about privacy. Kyle needed me. He was traumatized. And Emma wasn't? The monitors beep faster. I lower my voice. She nearly died, Sarah. While you were holding Kyle, our daughter was bleeding out. You don't understand. Kyle's special. He... Get out! Emma's small voice cuts through the room. I don't want you here anymore. Sarah's mask finally cracks. Fine. You want the truth? I never wanted this life. Kyle's the only good thing that came from my relationships. The rest was just... obligation. Maya steps forward, phone recording. Say that again. The judge will love it. I've already called my lawyer. We have everything. Witness statements from the accident, medical records, text messages, school records showing your neglect. You can't prove anything. A gentle knock. Emma's doctor enters, holding a thick file. Actually, Mrs. Matthews, we've documented every visit, every missed consultation, every time you left your injured daughter to bring your ex's son to the pediatric ward for, quote, emotional support checkups. Sarah's face goes pale. She reaches for the door. We'll see you in court. Maya's voice follows her out. And Sarah, Tom's already agreed to testify about your special meetings. Emma reaches for my hand. For the first time since the accident, she squeezes back. The courtroom falls silent as Tom takes the stand. Sarah's smug smile falters. She wasn't expecting her ex to testify against her. Please describe the events of March 15th. Sarah called me that night, crying about Emma's dance recital. Said she couldn't bear to watch another kid perform when Kyle was benched at his game. She left her 8-year-old daughter alone backstage to come console my son. Sarah's lawyer shuffles papers nervously. And the accident? When I heard what happened, Tom's voice cracks. My son was barely scratched, but she let that little girl suffer, No mother does that. I couldn't stay quiet anymore. She would show up at my house at odd hours, he continues, always saying she needed to check on Kyle, but Emma, she'd forget to pick her up from school, cancel doctor appointments. Every time Kyle had a game or event, Emma's plans got pushed aside. Our lawyer presents the evidence. Hundreds of photos, text messages, witness statements from teachers, doctors, even Kyle's babysitter. She told me to never mention the time she visited Kyle instead of attending Emma's events, the babysitter testifies. Said it would complicate things at home. Sarah tries her usual tactics, tears, claims of misunderstanding, promises to do better, but then Maya plays the hospital recording. I never wanted this life. Kyle's the only good thing. The judge's gavel cuts through Sarah's protests. Full custody granted to me. All parental rights terminated. Sarah's required to attend counseling before even requesting supervised visits. Walking out of the courthouse, Sarah runs up to Emma. Baby, please, you know mommy loves you. Step away from my daughter. Maya moves between them. She's my daughter. No, Emma's voice is strong now. You chose Kyle. Every time. Later that night, Emma and I sit on our new apartment's balcony. Maya lives just downstairs now, close enough for emergency ice cream runs and impromptu movie nights. Daddy, can I take dance classes again? Of course, princess. I'll be at every recital. In the front row? With flowers and everything. 6 months later, Emma's dancing in the regional showcase. Her recovery was long, but kids are resilient. Her therapist says she's making incredible progress. Maya helps with her costume backstage. Ready, superstar? Look, that's my family. Emma points to where I'm sitting, right in the center, surrounded by her doctors, nurses, and even Tom, who's become an unexpected ally. Sarah? Last I heard, she lost her job after her colleagues learned the truth. Her perfect social media life crumbled when the story spread. Even Kyle started asking questions about why she let Emma get hurt. Tom got full custody after that. Emma takes the stage, dancing with more joy than I've seen in years. No more canceled plans, no more empty chairs, no more feeling second best. That's my dad, she tells her dance friends after the show, medal around her neck. He never misses anything. Maya hugs her tight. And he never will. Sometimes the best revenge isn't about getting even. It's about building something better from the wreckage. Emma's smile these days? That's worth more than any payback. But I won't lie. Hearing that Sarah got rejected from every job in the city? That's just karma doing its thing. What would you have done if you discovered your spouse prioritized someone else's child over your own daughter's life? Would you have handled it differently than Griffin did after the accident? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I'm really curious to see if you'd pursue legal justice like Griffin or take a different path. How far would you go to protect your child? If you want to hear more stories like this one, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications. Your support helps me keep sharing these real-life stories with you all. Stay tuned for our next video. You won't want to miss it.